There were three remove fellows in the rag. Skinner, Snoop, and Stott, frousting about as usual. Bunter gave them a morose blink.
I say, Skinner, old chap, think you can do that translation? Infandum regina jubes renovare delorum?
If I couldn't, I'd ask the head to shove me back into the third form, answered Skinner.
Well, I know you're a dab at Latin, old fellow. Cleverest fellow in the form, come to that, said Bunter. Wharton thinks he's a dab at it, but he isn't in the same street with you, Skinner. You're really clever at it. Ah, I fancy you know as much as Quelch, or more, too. Ah, I say, what does that rotten verse mean? You might tell a chap.
And get detention on Founder's Day, asked Skinner.
How's Quelch to know, urged Bunter. You can say you didn't if he asks you. Wharton or Toddy would make a fuss about telling lies to a beak, but you don't mind, do you, old chap? I mean to say, you ain't so jolly particular, are you? You often tell whoppers, so one more won't hurt you, old chap.
How nicely you put it, Bunter, said Skinner, while Snoop and Stott chuckled. You sort of make a fellow yearn to help you out. Dashed if I don't risk it. And let's see. Infandum regina jubes renovare delorum. The jujubes renew the pain of the Queen's infant. Skinner, Snoop, and Stott exchanged glances. It was not easy for the young rascals to suppress a yell of laughter at the idea of Bunter taking that extraordinary translation to Mr. Quelch.
Well, that's all right, said the fat owl. Of course, I knew that was what it meant, Skinner. I'm pretty good at Latin. I just wanted to make sure. You haven't helped me at all, really. I knew it all the time.
And having thus expressed his gratitude for services rendered, Billy Bunter rolled out of the rag and headed for Mr. Quelch's study. Bunter tapped cheerfully at Mr. Quelch's door and rolled into his form master's study, his paper in his fat hand. Mr. Quelch fixed a grim, inquiring glance upon him. Have you brought me your translation, Bunter?
Oh, yes, sir. Here it is, sir.
If anyone has helped you with it, Bunter?
Oh, no, sir. I never asked any of the fellows, and they never said they wouldn't. I did it entirely by myself, sir. It wasn't very hard, sir, when I came to do it, sir.
You may hand it to me, Bunter. Mr. Quelch gazed at it, with an expression on his face that the fabled Gorgon of ancient times might have envied. Billy Bunter, blinking at him, felt an inward misgiving that Skinner must have got it wrong somehow.
Upon my word, said Mr. Quelch at last, Bunter, you obtuse boy. I refuse to believe that even you are capable of stupidity to this extent. This is impertinence. I shall administer the most condign punishment.
He rose to his feet and picked up his cane.
Bunter, bend over that chair. Oh, crikey, gasped Bunter. I say, isn't that right, sir? Bend over that chair, thundered Mr. Quelch.
Bunter sagged dismally over the chair.
Swipe, swipe, swipe. Yahoo! Ow! Ow! Ow!
There was a rhythmic sound of cane contacting trousers, and a series of howls. It was a sad and sorrowful fat owl who tottered away from Mr. Quelch's study, folded up almost like a pocket knife. Billy Bunter had succeeded in dodging a spot of work, but from the bottom of his fat heart, he wished he hadn't.